WRCT Pittsburgh. We're always here for you.
Second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented. Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org.
Ladies and gentlemen. This is an experimental record. It's an experimental name, and I hope it be experimental for you.
Blowing up is your concern while we just drive for all to see. I think this is all for we, but please don't try to force that shit on me. Now all some do is want, not thankful for what they've got, with an attitude that's fit for hell to rot. Who's gonna take the weight? Destination seems in way. They're clocking, time ticking.
Left to right with the hip. That's your dancing maneuver. Let your body just skip. A nice cool pool, take a dip, get wet. You ain't heard nothing yet. You like this song, respect. I know how you're smiling. And just in case you're wondering, you know how it is. What goes up must come down.
Baby, you make my together. We'll be right back. I can't. and fine. We argue about everything that drove me to creep at night. Round to best friend, best friend. Yeah. She held me, it'll be alright. Don't know what came over me. She touched me and turned out the lights. But it didn't mean a thing to me.
I think she knew what I wanted to hear. Spinning around like a wheel on fire. Walking on tightrope with lust high wire. Fatal attraction is where I'm at. There's no escape for me.
I just wanna be close to you and do all the things you want me to. I just wanna be close to you and show you the way.
And queen, living the life like a backstreet dream. Telling me lies when the truth is clear. I think she knew what I wanted to hear. Spinning me around like a wheel on fire. Walking on tightrope with lust high wire. Fatal attraction is where I'm at. There's no escape for me.
I just wanna be close to you and do all the things you want me to.
I'm gonna in the night. cases. Real. These niggas be lying about vacation. Real. Who gon' do what? This slimmer man. These niggas dissing niggas they ain't never seen. All my ops is number one fan. All my ops tough on Instagram. All my ops broken in the book. Stainless steel refrigerator in the cup. These niggas carpet smell like piss. These niggas got welfare vouchers. These niggas got welfare couches. I'm sitting on the tie leather couch.
Walking this bitch, you slap me more liquor. I slap the fuck out of fuck nigga. Put a live grenade in a nigga throat. These niggas monkey see monkey do. Whatever we do, they wanna do it too. There's nowhere in hell they could be street niggas. Them some more never leave the street niggas. Niggas stuck in the house where they be up. Going half on an eighth again. Street like, come on, you gotta take it in. I'm left and pap, it ain't no slither shit. Niggas never robbed or never slither shit. Niggas barely had enough to buy a house. Y'all in this big stank nigga house. Niggas drinking 40s to OE. Them crib niggas down there don't move like me. It was six niggas squished in the backseat. Niggas passing around a swish and sweet. Your baby mom dress look like nuts. How the fuck you got an afro in the mall? These niggas rapping, yelling in their phone. You can't be a plug if you always home. Your baby mama buy you the latest Jordan. You a bitch and your BM tricking on you. Neff and Pat pull up in the latest farm. Niggas act like groupies trying to record us. Niggas say, I ain't gonna lie, I'm trying to be Rihanna. Listen here, little dirty nigga, fall your ass back. You run around basketball shorts and a black tee. Your page only give views cause of Neff and me. It's hard as fuck to catch this beat. I will beat you till you dumber than this beat. Beat almost stupid as my Cardi. Bitch, I paid 7,000 for. In the story,
missing from his house. These niggas never popping out. These niggas never leave their city. Slipping me through your city. Brand new Glock out the box. Big 450, it's not a revolver. 30 shot, put a hex on a nigga. These niggas fake ass reckless niggas. All these niggas tough on Instagram. They diss, but they don't pull up on that man. Look like Sauce Walker, where I squawk. These niggas got petty ass charges. These niggas be lying about their cases. These niggas be lying about vacation. Who gon' do what? This slipping man. These niggas dissing niggas they never seen. All my ops is number one fan. All my ops tough on Instagram. All my ops broken in the book. Stainless steel refrigerator in the cup. These niggas coffee smell like piss. These niggas got welfare vouchers. These niggas got welfare couches. I'm sitting on the Italian leather couch. I'm sitting on the Italian leather couch. I'm stuck in a trap. I'm broke down. These niggas broke. They can't buy ounces. I'm walking my trap like a Henny fountain.
Say what you want about the validity and importance of polls in April of an election year. The tone and the feel and the dynamics of this presidential race are changing. And we start with new polling in which things are looking pretty damn good for President Joe Biden. Nothing is a guarantee. More than likely, this is an election that will come down to about 500,000 votes in five states. But if you have an option between it'll be close and the polls look bad for Biden, or it'll be close and the polls look pretty good for Biden, if your goal is to prevent the potential downfall of democracy with 4 years of dangerous authoritarianism, you choose, if you're a logical person, as I try to be, you choose the scenario in which the polls look better. And indeed, Joe Biden is now beating Donald Trump in a majority of polls. I'll be honest, it's a very slim majority, right? It's like 50% plus one polls. But also, the betting markets have shifted for the first time towards Joe Biden in months. And individually, none of it means anything. There are people who will write to me and say, David, those stupid prediction markets mean nothing. It's kids in their mom's basements playing on websites. All right, well, we can ignore the betting markets. Oh, and David, the polling also means nothing. Well, there is a momentum shift in the polling from a small lead by Trump to a small lead by Biden. By itself, maybe it doesn't tell us everything we need to know, but it all still together is a picture that rejects the notion that Biden can't win. That's the important takeaway. So many have fallen into this doom and gloom. Biden simply cannot win. And there is no evidence whatsoever that Biden cannot win. He might not win. Right. That's true. But he certainly can win. So Newsweek reports Joe Biden is now beating Donald Trump in the majority of recent polls 7 months before the election. Analysis has turned to who will come out on top. Polls have been evenly split, with commentators suggesting the race is too close to call. And it is too close to call. I mean, any election that will come down to 500,000 votes in five states and possibly a 1 or 1.5 point margin separating the candidates in those critical states, it is too close to call. But we have data we can look at. And as the article points out, polls appear to be moving in Joe Biden's favor. And that is something we like to see. So we look at a bunch of different polls here. One of the things is we really should divide the polls into the higher quality versus the lower quality polls. Some of those higher quality polls include The Economist, which has it as Trump plus one, but they previously had Trump further ahead. The Ipsos Reuters poll has Biden ahead among adults by one and among registered voters by four. The Morning Consult poll has Trump plus one, but it previously had Trump leading by more. The Tip Insights poll says Biden plus three or even, depending on which configuration you look at. And the RMG Research poll says Biden plus one. YouGov Economist previously had it roughly tied. So that's number one. We then go to the betting markets. The betting markets are not who do you plan to vote for, but who do you bet is likely to win? And of course, these numbers are representative only of those who are participating on this particular website, predictit.org. But it is still better to see Biden winning rather than losing. And as you can see now, Biden, the favorite over Trump, not by a ton, but the favorite on the betting market framework. Interestingly, Gavin Newsom, seen by the betting markets as just as likely to be the next president of the United States as Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Kennedy is running. Newsom insists he will not run. And somehow still the betting markets have that roughly even. So that's where we are right now. Nothing is dispositive. Nothing is definitive. The predictive value is subject to interpretation. But if you have an option between your guy is losing in the polls or your guy is gaining to winning in the polls, I go with winning. That's